The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes into an end. They are new every morning. Every morning. So great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. He said, His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you for last night's slumber. That last night's slumber was not a sleep unto death. But God, that you've allowed us to rise early this morning, oh God, to come before your presence with singing and to come before your presence with praise, to magnify you, to glorify you, and to lift up your name. We thank you, God, for sparing our lives just one more day. We thank you, God, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, God, we know that we would not be in this very present place, in this very present time. But because of your grace and because of your mercy, because of the new mercies that you allow us to see every single day, God, we thank you, God. We're able to thank you for your greatness. We're able to thank you for your faithfulness, God. We're able to thank you for being such an awesome God. Your mercies, oh God, your steady love, oh God, it's new every single morning. And so we thank you this morning for allowing us to rise, oh God, with a heart and a mind ready to serve you, with a heart desiring, God, to seek after your faith, oh God, to stay in communion with you, God, because, God, it's always a time to pray. For you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. We heard a message yesterday that we should always stay up on the wall. I mean, that we should always stop and pray, excuse me, and that we should always seek your face. No matter the situation, no matter the time, no matter the hour, that it should be our mission, it should be our endeavor to always come before your presence to pray, oh God, to get a consultation from you, to get direction from you. And so, God, when we pray in the morning, that's our purpose. Our purpose, oh God, is to get your direction. We trust in you, God, with all of our heart. And we lean not to our own understanding, God. We acknowledge you so that you will direct our pathways, God. And as you do that, God, I know that you'll continue to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. It's according to the power that works in us, God. And we believe you, God. Your power, oh God, your greatness, your favor, your love, God. We believe in you, God. That's why we commit ourselves to prayer. And that's why we rise early in the morning to seek your face, God, because we trust in you, God. We won't lean into our old understanding, God, because our understanding will lead us astray. And so, God, we thank you for being able to rise up early in the morning to get a consultation from you. We thank you for life, health, and strength on this day, for you are the reason why we live and we move and we have our very being, God. I want to say thank you, God, for allowing me to be in the land of the living just one more day. I understand, God, that today was not promised to me yesterday, for tomorrow is not promised, but God, every single day that you bless me is a day to rejoice, oh God, because you have seen, oh God, that there was still purpose in my life and purpose for me to fulfill, God. I want you to order my footsteps on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Order the footsteps of your people, God. Lead us, oh God, and guide us and direct us, God, that we may live holy and acceptable lives. And not only that we may live holy and acceptable lives, God, but that we may be about our Father's business while it is still yet day, God. Help us to seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, God. And then you'll have all these things, God. Too many times we seek after these things, oh God, but we don't seek after your anointing, God. Too many times we seek after these things, God, and we don't seek after your power, God. Too many times we seek after these things, God, and we don't seek after your direction. And so, God, as the deer panteth after the water brook, God, so does our souls pant after you. So does our souls hunger and thirst after you this morning, God, because we're desperately in need of more of you. And as we begin to pray, God, oh, God, you told me that it's time for a shifting of the atmosphere to occur in our lives. Generally, God, when I walk around, God, I usually walk around in an order, God, in a clockwise order, because I like to do things in order. But you told me, son, don't worry about going in order, because I'm about to do some stuff, oh, God, that's out of order, is out of what people think should happen. It's not what is supposed to happen according to man's standards. You're going to shift some things in our lives, God, and we are ready for you to shift, God. Have your way in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, God. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way, God. And whatever way you want to move, oh, God, and whatever desire you, God, you will have for our lives, we understand, God, that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, God. You already know our expected end, God. You already know the way that you desire for us to take, God. So shift and move, oh, God, on our behalf, oh, God, and grant us favor, grant us strength, God, grant us courage to hold on. Help us to not be weary in well-doing, God, because there is a reaping coming. There is a due season coming. Oh, God, there is a harvest coming in our lives, and we say thank you in advance. Oh, God, we don't wait till the battle is over, God, but we are determined to shout right now, and we shout thank you, Lord God. We magnify you and glorify you. We say thank you, Jesus, oh God, for the many things that you have done. Oh God, if you don't do anything for us anymore, God, you have already done enough, oh God, but you love us so much, oh God, that you will not withhold any good thing from your children, from your very elect, and I thank you, God. Oh, God, because I'm a part of that royal priesthood. I belong to you. And so, God, shift on our behalf, God. Come and make your presence, God, felt, oh, God, and magnified in this place and in our lives, in our finances, in our homes, in our marriages, in our relationship, in the lives of our children. God, make yourself glorious, oh, God. And so we must make our praise glorious, God, because you inhabit the praises of your people. When praises go up, blessing can't help but to come down. But I don't want just your blessings, Lord, because your blessings is more than life to me. But, God, I want your presence, God. I want your anointing, God. I need your glory, God, to come on down, God, and shower down on your people, God, as we lift up your name, as we glorify your name, as we magnify your name. God, come down, oh God, and be in our midst, oh God. Oh God, and fill, oh God, the mouth of your people, that they may magnify you and glorify you, God, in the beauty of holiness. Oh God, shower down your anointing, God, even right now. Oh God, and order the steps of the people right now, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so, God, we lighten those ways. We yield to you, God. We yield to wherever you would need for us to go and whatever you would need to have us to do, God. We yield to your will, and we say, God, not our will, but let thine will be done. We desire that our wills line up with your will. God, I don't want you to do opposite of what I expect, God, but I want my mind and I want my heart. I want my soul. I want my thoughts, God. Oh, God, to line up with what you have, God. Oh, God, I don't want any conflict with you, God. I don't want any disagreement with you. I want to put this flesh under subjection. And so, God, we plead the blood right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your blood cover right now. We plead the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash away sin right now. Wash away distractions, God. Wash away discouragement, God. Wash away dismay, God. Wash away everything that's unlike you. Oh, God, it's fill us with your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, because your spirit will help us to walk right and your spirit will help us to line up with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover us with the blood that was shed on Calvary. It's called shed. Oh God, cover us with your blood, God, the blood that washes away every crimson stain. Oh God, cover us with the blood right now, God, that we may be whole and holy and acceptable before you. Oh, God, which is our reasonable service. And then bless us on this day. For when we are washed in your blood, God, oh, God, there's nothing that you would withhold from your children. When we are washed in your blood, there's nothing that can stop us from doing all things through Christ who strengthens us. When we are washed in the blood, oh, God, there's nothing, no wall, no devil in hell. Oh, God, no devil on his way to the lake of fire. There's nothing that will be able to separate us from the love of God. And so walk with us today. Help us to remain encouraged. Help us to not be weary in well-doing. And, God, help us to keep our eyes on the prize. There's so many distractions going on in the world right now. Oh, God, danger seen and unseen, God. So much going on, but God, you have already given us a promise that no matter what is going on in the world, God, our God is still in control and you're still able to do things that blow our mind. God, help your people, God, to keep our eyes on the prize. Heaven is our goal, God. We are not of this world, God. We're just, oh, God, vagabonds going to a different land, God. We're not here. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And so, God, heaven is our destination. Heaven is our goal. And so we're only here for a temporary time, for a temporary journey. Oh, God, our life is as a whisper, God. And so, God, help us, or as a vapor, God. So, God, help us to not be so comfortable here. And that's why things are going on in this world, because God, it's sure almost time for you to come back and get your people. And so, God, we don't want to be comfortable here. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to, God, get to you. Oh, God, get to your presence. Get to your glory. Oh, God, get to our time to be with you. And so, God, continue to bless us as we continue to remain in, oh, God, our workers' meeting. I want to thank you for the people of God that you have sent my way. I know this is not Wednesday, oh God, and I pray for them and call them out by name on Wednesdays, God. But I just want to say thank you again for them, oh God, sowing into their hearts and their lives, oh God, to be a blessing unto me. You tell us in the word that when we give to a prophet, we shall receive a prophet's reward, Lord. And I'm not proclaiming to be a prophet, God, but I'm proclaiming to be the man of God. And as long as you speak to me as an oracle of you, God, then I'm sowing into the lives of the people. But God, I want you to bless them. I want you to shower down their a favor upon them for them sowing into my life. God, I want to say thank you that you've given me people that love me, God, and I will continue to love them, oh God, and continue to give them what you have given me to say. So continue to bless them. Continue to keep them in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. Continue to watch over them this day, God, as we continue to seek your face, and God, as we continue to please you, strive to please you in everything that we say and everything that we do. God, we'll give it to you, God. We'll give you the glory, we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you the praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.